This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I've been doing this a long time, but this is a show that, folks, it's just not an hour. It's during the week when I'm out and about. Somebody's like, can you give me that number? What were they talking about? And I'm just kind of curious because I'm almost 65. Or, hey, I'll be 65 in the next few weeks, or I just turned 65. We've got you covered. MediConnect Senior Zone. It's Lance O'Brien and Sean Horn. Let me give you their number where they are located strategically in their office, real live human beings who want to talk to you if you have any questions at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. So without further ado, let's get started. Lots to get to today. It's MediConnect, the Senior Zone, and here he is, Sean Horn. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Rob. How are you today?
I am spectacular.
I'm happy to hear it, and hopefully you had a great week, and we are fully caffeinated and ready to go. Hopefully,
let's do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully, you know, with it being so cold out, you're kind of cuddled up at home and listening to what we got going on. We're really excited about the show this week, especially because this week we're going to be talking about, you know, continuing on our Medicare series, Lance, and talking through all of this. The one area where people have a lot of confusion typically revolves around Medicare Supplement, otherwise known as Medigap plans. So we're going to get into that pretty hardcore today. And as always, we definitely would love for our listening audience to call into this our offices here, because we do have, I think, Rose and Mary Hans are there, and I think Jake may be lurking around as well. So by all means, give a call into the office. We got live advisors there, 888-818-MEDI-6334. And Lance, before we get into all that, a little introduction as to who we are.
Yeah, if this is your first time listening today, we are the largest independent advisory firm in the Pittsburgh region. We are free from influence. What that means is we work with all the carriers, so we're able to offer you every option. And beyond that, we really value education. For us, the most important thing is to make sure that you're able to make the right and best decision for you, and that happens when you're getting the right education. So we really focus on that through our T65 seminars, which we're going to talk about in a minute, through all the stuff that we do in the community, and we really just love getting the word out about how Medicare works and how it works best for you and your situation. Just a couple of other things that we do want to mention, that we are here weekly on the radio at 9 o'clock, so you can catch us here every week. You can come out to one of our workshops in the community. But if you want an independent expert point of view on your Medicare, we are definitely the ones that want to give you that information. So this past Tuesday, we held our first seminar in Grove City. We've had a lot of people kind of farther out in our listening audience wanting to get more information. So Sean, tell us about that and what's coming up.
Oh, I tell you what, that event itself, pretty awesome turnout actually for our first time being there. Very, very engaged group of people that a lot of them we're going to be working with moving forward. So we're looking to go back there in the near future. But I'm actually going to jump ahead a week and talk about the fact that Wednesday the 24th, we are going to be at the Panera Bread out in the Penn Hills area, 400 Penn Center Boulevard. Also, Tuesday, March 3rd, we're going to be at the Hampton Inn, 1000 Town Square out in Greensburg, out in your neck of the woods there, Lance.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday the 4th of March, we're going to be at the Upper St. Clair Library. Always a great turnout there, very engaged group. That's 1820 McLaughlin Run Road out in Upper St. Clair. But this upcoming week, this is a little different. This upcoming week, we're at the Cranberry Library on the 19th, day before my birthday, actually.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. And at that event, Lance, which you are holding, I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, we actually have a full room. We cannot take any more people to that seminar. So we did, market to this, to people in that region that unfortunately may need a little bit more help and kind of got the message a little bit late. Unfortunately, we cannot take any more people to that event, unfortunately. So
we're at 30 full, Rob.
Yes.
For that night. So yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. So if you are somebody out in that region who would like an education, listen, we are more than happy to cater to your needs, give you that exact education you would get in that room in a one-on-one setting. So please call into the office now. Again, 888-818-MEDI-6334. We'll be more than happy to walk you down the path to help you understand Medicare at its fullest. So all workshops also start at 6 o'clock and are free to attend. Don't bring anything, no checkbook, no cash. We don't require any of that. We're just here to educate and get the foundation laid for you as it pertains to Medicare. So Lance, getting into speaking about the Medigap plans in our educational series, if you could, you know, give us a once over as far as where we've been and where we're going today.
Yeah, so we've been in this series. We've been talking about different parts of Medicare, Medicare Advantage. We are going to jump heavy into Medigap today. Mm-hmm. Before we do that, though, real quick, every week we encourage people to call, right? And sometimes I wonder, the people out there, they're, you know, do people actually call? And the answer is yes. Generally, on a Saturday morning, we have over 30 people call in to the office asking questions, wanting to set up appointments, all that stuff. Well, out of last week's show, when we were talking about Medicare Advantage, we actually had a lady call. She spoke to one of our representatives, Shane, and Shane went out and met her. And she just started talking to him about what was going on with her situation. She wasn't super happy with her plan, but she had a problem. The problem was her husband has end-stage renal disease, kidney failure. So, Rob, in that scenario, and some people realize this, some people don't, in that scenario, you can't change your Medicare Advantage plan. You can change within your company, but you can't go from, say, Highmark to another carrier or Highmark to another carrier, right? You have to stay in your carrier. So the needs that she had, especially for her husband, was going to be very difficult to be met in another Medicare Advantage plan because of the health exclusion. Well, Shane went out, spent some time with her, got to know her husband, got to know their situation, and they took a lot of medications. And before he left, he was really able to help them, gave them an extra policy that they got money back on their prescriptions, covered their out-of-pocket hospital costs when they went into the hospital, gave them short-term home health care if they had health care at the house. The lady was so happy when he left. It was awesome, and he was so excited about that experience.
And the crazy thing about that, Lance, I've worked at other companies where as soon as you call somebody and you hear the words end-stage renal, it's, you know what, I can't help you.
Right.
Can you believe that? There are other companies out there that are not equipped to handle specific situations like that. So please, folks, we specialize in all areas. There's really not anything we haven't heard of before. We're more than happy to, you know, make sure you're getting the help you deserve.
Yeah, I mean, if you feel stuck in your Medicare Advantage plan from that health reason or another reason, you may not be stuck because of the open enrollment we're in right now, but there's also other options out there that can help fill the void of your current Medicare Advantage plan. And again, we specialize in all of that stuff. So again, open enrollment right now. If you didn't review during the annual enrollment, please do that. If you have some benefits that you really need, dental, vision, transportation, we can help you with all that. Give us a call this morning if you've had a change in income, if you've had a significant increase in your med sub premium, if you've had a health change. I mean, there's so many things, Rob, that affect our consumers on a weekly basis. If you've had any of these changes, we want to help you. We want to educate you. We want to show you your options. We want to give you the opportunity to get the best coverage for you. So please call this morning, 888-818-MEDI or 6334, and get the information you need for your situation.
We're going to tell you why it's a great deal when it is Medicare, and it is a huge deal for this country. When we get back with Lance and Sean right after this, MediConnect Senior Zone, Rob Pratt Saturday, KDK Radio. All right, here we are once again, Lance O'Brien, Sean Horn, 888-818-MEDI. You can call that number throughout the show. There are people standing by who would love to talk to you and answer all of your questions. Set up an appointment, 888-818-6334. And if you ever wondered how big of a deal, great deal this is, Medicare for us, the citizens of this country, they're going to fill you in right now.
So, yeah, Rob, I mean, Medicare being what it is, I mean, it's the second largest funded program by our federal government, meaning that it's only a second to Social Security. And it has an annual budget of right around $600,000, which basically comes to...
$600,000?
I'm sorry. Whoa, my goodness. $600 billion. I guess...
Yeah, there's a little difference there, right?
I said I was caffeinated. Maybe I'm...
How much money's in your bank account?
Not that much. I wish. $600 billion. So 50% of what makes up our federal budget every single year is going to come down to Medicare. And it's growing because, and Lance, we talk about this all the time. This is why we're so excited to do what we do. It is 10,000 people per day are becoming Medicare eligible based off of age. But that's not including everybody that's already on it.
That's right.
And us living in this hotbed where it's the, you know, one of the older counties in America, you know, right here in our lap is really an unbelievable opportunity. So Medicare does consist of the four major parts, which, again, we've already talked about Medicare Part A, which is usually the hospital, the brick and mortar, the four walls that surround you. Part B being the medical insurance, that's your doctor's visits, surgeries, physical therapies, other items. Part C usually refers to Medicare Advantage and the private insurance that you get to back up Medicare from the more local carriers like UPMC, Highmark, and so forth. And then Part D is the prescription drug coverage, which we're going to get into next week, actually. That's a huge area for opportunity for people to learn. So, again, talking about Medicare supplement and Medigap, this is where, again, I think there's a little bit of a deficit when it comes to knowledge. So, Lance, if you don't mind, if you can kind of start the conversation a little bit about what that all entails and how that kind of coverage works.
Yeah, sure. So A and B are the foundation. It's called Original Medicare, right? When Medicare came out in 1965, that was what people had.
Yeah.
Then they had to figure out how to supplement what Original Medicare. And if you listen to the show the last few weeks, you know that there are potential out-of-pocket costs when it comes to Part A and Part B.
Right.
So they have to have that secondary coverage. Last week, we talked about Medicare Advantage. That works a certain way where essentially Medicare Advantage replaces your Original Medicare.
Right.
The company that you go with becomes primarily responsible or completely responsible for your medical coverage. Well, it works differently with a Medigap, as you know, Sean, mm-hmm. and Rob, it works completely differently. If you get a Medigap plan, then Medicare remains primary. So everything that Medicare does in Part A and Part B, they're going to continue to do, right? And then what the Medigap plan is going to do, and it's why some people call these Medicare supplements or Medigaps. I like the term Medigap for this reason. What the Medigap does is it comes in and it fills the gaps of Part A and Part B. Now, depending on the plan you take, right, because there's different plans, they all go by letters all the way, believe it or not, Rob, all the way A through N. So there's that many potential plans to pick from the Medigap side of things, right? 42 Medicare Advantage plans, a whole bunch of letters for Medigap plans. But depending on the Medigap plan you take, it's going to cover most, if not all, of your out-of-pocket expense when it comes to A and B. This is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about covering the deductibles, co-payments, co-insurance. Think of it this way. If you get a Medigap plan, Medicare is the first payer. The Medigap plan is the second payer.
Mm-hmm.
And if Medicare is paying first and you're paying second, or the gap is paying second, there's very little left over for the beneficiary to pay. Now, generally, the best time to enroll in one of these Medigap plans is when you first get your Medicare, mm-hmm. whether it's at age 65, or maybe you delay your Part B because you're working and you qualify to delay your Part B, right? And you don't have to worry about penalties. But if you delay your Part B and get it at 67, you get into your initial enrollment period.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best time to get a Medigap. And here's the reason why it's the best time to get a Medigap. In your initial enrollment period, you can get that Medigap plan with no medical underwriting whatsoever. So think about that for a minute. No matter what your health history has been, no matter what it is currently, no matter any mitigating situation whatsoever, you get that plan as if you're the healthiest person on the planet. And the coverage is incredibly comprehensive, Rob. I mean, think about it. All of my inpatient hospitalization costs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything related to ICU, CCU, medications, all of my Part B coverage, primary care, specialist, ambulance, emergency room, you might not have any out-of-pocket cost. when it relates to any of that with a Medigap plan, but you got to get it at the right time generally. Right. Now, you can get it later, which we're going to go into a little bit. But if you don't get it in that open enrollment time, then you have to medically qualify later. You may qualify under certain circumstances for a guaranteed issue. And, you know, we can go over your specific situation as it relates to if you would qualify for a guaranteed issue. But Medigap, incredibly comprehensive in its coverage, but you have to get it at the right time. And we're going to keep talking about that as we go along. But here's what I want to say. There is a major lack of education in this area, Rob. Like, if there's one area where in the whole Medicare community there's a lack, I think it's right in this area of what Medigap plans are.
I mean, and it's absolutely true. I was actually doing seminars during the annual enrollment period, which, again, is the last quarter of a calendar year, and coming to contact with somebody who needed a little bit of a help with their Medicare Advantage plan. But when I met with them, I actually met at a relative's house. And again, I helped out the first person I was assisting with their Medicare Advantage. But then I was there talking with their relative who was becoming Medicare eligible for the first time. And it was funny, Rob, when I was talking to them, the client I first worked with said, "This is the time you have to do this because I didn't have this opportunity. It was not explained to me thoroughly. Therefore, do it now before you bypass this enrollment period."
Exactly. This is what we see all the time. People get educated on Medicare Advantage. They know almost nothing about Medigap. It's unbelievable to me. And Rob, I can't tell you how many times we run across this. And if you have one window to get this plan, regardless of any underwriting, and you are never told about it, this is a major problem. This is why we put so much time and energy into education. This is why we always say, we don't tell you what to do. We never tell you. People ask all the time, what's the best? There's not a best. There's not a right or wrong, but you got to find out which one's right for you, and you can't do that if you don't get the right education. It's so important.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a fingerprint, right? I mean, every plan is going to work differently for every person out there. So therefore, we want to make sure that, you know, your plan is going to cater to your needs the best way imaginable. So therefore, I mean, Lance, you were talking a minute ago about the underwriting, and I think I want to spend just a minute on that, because the reason why it is so important to really make sure you're taking advantage of those enrollment periods that you're eligible for is because once you're through them, they will ask questions down the road to enroll on a Medigap plan, because the coverage helps cost contain much.
Absolutely.
It's harder working, if you will. So again, what they're going to look at are things relating to the heart, breathing issues, diabetes, mobility, cognitive. Any of those areas can preclude you from being able to take advantage of this type of opportunity. So therefore, if you're in this initial enrollment window or nearing, if you're within the next year, we're going to be, this is the time to take a hard look at what's going to be available.
Yeah, and I get fired up about this. We're going to talk about it more in the next segment. But before we go to break, I do want to let you know that we do have some upcoming seminars. Wednesday, the 24th, I'm going to be at Panera Bread on 400 Penn Center Road in Pittsburgh. We did already mention Cranberry. We're sold out there, but please call us. We'll cater and accommodate you if you're in that area. All workshops are 6 o'clock. Just give us a call, 888-818-6334. You can go online and register there, too.
MediConnectInsurance.com. We're going to come back with Lance and Sean in just a moment. Medicare is primary nationwide network. Think about it. They'll fill in the blank. We continue to talk supplements and more and Medigap. And remember, if you want to call now and talk to a live human being to get answers, and remember, you don't pay them. All right? You do not pay them. They take care of you. And I know it seems hard to believe. Maybe we'll allude and explain to that exactly how that works when we come back to give it some more time, because it is as good as I'm saying. You do not pay them. 888-818-6334. 888-818-MEDI. 888-818-6334. All right, we're going to get to a lot of stuff in these next two segments. I want to remind everyone, if you want to call them and talk to them live, they're there right now in person, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. And before we let Lance and tackle our third segment, we want to talk about why, when I said moments ago, you don't pay.
Yeah, I mean, we used to talk about this a lot on the air when we first came on, and we really don't talk about it as much, but it is important. People are like, well, how can I get all this education? How can I get this long-term relationship where I can get annual reviews and all of that, and it never costs me anything? Well, it's pretty simple, Rob. The carriers pay us directly, and they all pay us the same, and we're contracted with all of them. It's really that simple.
And those commissionable dollars are all managed by Medicare itself.
Correct. Yeah, so there's no influence in that either, because Medicare sets those reimbursement rates. So basically, they meet with us. We give them the whole picture. Yep. And I can't underestimate the importance or overestimate the importance of that, right? We give the whole picture, and there's never a cost to the consumer. In the initial meeting, follow-ups, reviews, we're there for them every step of the way in that relationship of education. So we love what we do. It's so important. And we've been talking about Medigap today, and we've kind of been just building out the picture. And in this segment, we want to talk about the pros of Medigap and the cons. Because with every situation, there's things that people really like and potentially things they don't. So what are the pros of going with a Medigap to kind of work with your original Medicare? Well, as we mentioned in the last segment, if you go with a Medigap plan, Medicare is primary. Well, that leads to one of the things people really love about a Medigap plan. If Medicare is primary, that means your hospital and doctor network is Medicare.
Yeah.
Meaning you can go anywhere Medicare is accepted. So think about that. That whole thing that was happening last year between the two health giants here in Pittsburgh, a person with a Medigap plan, they didn't care about that, Rob. Why? Because UPMC accepts Medicare and Allegheny Health Network accepts Medicare. So when you have a Medigap plan, you can go anywhere Medicare is accepted. Take it a step further, though. Say you get diagnosed with something, knock on wood, there's no wood near Miami, but knock on wood, right? Say you get diagnosed with something 2 or 3 years from now, right? And you want to be able to go, even though we got great doctors and hospitals here, you want to go to the Mayo Clinic or Johns Hopkins because they have the leading person in the country with that. If you have a Medigap plan, you can go there because they accept Medicare. Say you're a snowbird.
Yeah.
You live in North Carolina or Florida 6 months out of the year. A Medigap plan lets you give primary care in those areas. It's a nationwide network. That's what people love about a Medigap plan and the fact that it works with their original Medicare. It gives them the ability to go anywhere Medicare is accepted. The other thing people like, another pro of the Medigap plans, is they love the fact that it's an insurance contract. If you have any experience out there in our listening audience about Medicare Advantage, what's the one thing, Sean, people know about Medicare Advantage?
Oh, they change.
They change every single year. Not so with a Medigap plan. Depending on the letter plan you get a certain set of coverage, right? And that coverage stays consistent as a contract. It's guaranteed, standardized by the federal government. Now, they may discontinue your plan, like they did with Plan F this year, but you can be grandfathered in. But they can never change the benefits inside of the plan. So you know when you get that what you're going to have moving forward. It's guaranteed renewable. You can't ever lose your coverage. A Medicare Advantage plan, they can discontinue their contract, right? And you lose the coverage.
Right.
You can't lose your coverage outside of not paying your premium on a monthly basis. And the coverage, another pro, we've run through some pros here, you know, nationwide network, it's a contract, it doesn't change, it's guaranteed renewable. The other thing people really love about these is they're comprehensive. They pay usually all of your deductible on Part B and Part A. Again, there can be some variation based on the letter plan, your co-payments, and your co-insurance. You know what, Rob? One of the things people really love about these plans, a medical emergency never becomes a financial emergency. because of the comprehensive care.
Right.
And people really, really love that. So there's a lot to really love about these plans, but there's some things that are problematic or challenging, if you will, related to them.
So I guess you get to be good cop, huh?
Yeah, I'm good cop, you're bad cop, Sean.
So some of the things that you do have to be wary of course, again, we talked about it last segment. The underwriting can be an issue if you're not inside your initial enrollment period. So again, they do ask the health-related questions, but I do want to make certain for you folks listening in that just because they ask the underwriting questions does not mean you cannot pass. We specialize in making sure that we lead you down that path to see if it is a viable option for you. So please don't think that that's going to completely decline you from the type of coverage you're looking for.
Yeah, and I think one of the values we really bring is because we work with so many carriers.
Yes.
The underwriting guidelines for carriers are different.
Changed so by company.
We're able to look at multiple options for someone who may be borderline.
Yes, absolutely. So that's one thing that you may want to pay attention to. Another thing is, again, lack of understanding. It's different from the type of insurance that you had during your working years. So it's going to be a little bit of a change initially.
Yep.
But once you're into it and actually using it, you'll come to find that it's a lot less maintenance, a lot less worry when you go to utilize your benefits. But the other thing that you do want to pay attention to is the fact that it's a la carte.
Right.
So your coverage that you have through your Medigap policy, you may have to pick up other items that you're looking to benefit from, like your drug coverage, your dental, vision, hearing, and other items like that.
So where the Medicare Advantage plan last week, Sean, where you're going with that is Medicare Advantage, it's kind of a bundle, like Comcast or Verizon, right?
Absolutely.
You know, but the Medicap is more, I got to have my health coverage. That could be one premium. I have to have my drug coverage. What about dental, vision, and hearing?
So like I said, that's a la carte as well. So that's something you may have to pick up separate from. But one thing I will say, even though you have to pick up those items separately, please don't take the negative outlook on that, because that oftentimes means that you get the freedom of choice as well.
Right. And then another thing, again, because we do this so much, right?
Yeah.
You know, people are like, well, that's got to cost a lot, right? I can go anywhere. I don't have a lot of out-of-pocket costs. That must cost. And it's usually not even half of what they're thinking in their mind.
Most oftentimes, absolutely. Right. Yeah. So, but the real issue that we come across when it comes to talking about this, Lance, is again, the real lack of education in this area. And folks, what I really want to spend a moment of talking about is the fact that when you go to a certain carrier in their seminars that they provide at the end of the year to talk about the programs that they have, I have to really enlighten you to the fact that most of the carriers in this region do not offer Medigap coverage. They do not offer Medicare supplements. So that is completely off the table from an educational standpoint. What we do that is different is we make sure that we go over those items with you, both Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement, because again, there's not a glove. It's not a situation where everybody can fit in just so comfortably. We want to make sure that the plan you're picking is the right one for your individual needs.
Right. When I'm sitting in front of somebody, I want to make sure they have all the information, not just half the story, not just three quarters of the story. They need to have the whole story of what their options are, because this is a big deal. This is a huge decision, especially in the Medigap space, because you get one choice.
One, yeah.
You get one opportunity to get this without any underwriting.
Yep.
And I can't emphasize that. Sean and I can't emphasize that. So, again, maybe you're not really educated on Medigap plans. Call the office right now. We have people in there that they'll answer your calls. They'll talk to you. They'll find out if they think you might be eligible to get one of these plans. We help people qualify for these plans all the time. Maybe you have a Medicare Advantage plan and you didn't review it. We're in the open enrollment. You can do that right now. Take the opportunity. Call the office, 888-818-MEDI or 6334. We want to help you guys.
And then also just another friendly reminder that on Wednesday the 24th, we are going to be at the Panera Bread out in the Penn Hills area. That's 400 Penn Center Boulevard. And then we're also going to be at the Hampton Inn out in Greensburg. That's 1000 Town Square Drive. That's on Tuesday, March 3rd. Again, we will be in Cranberry this week, but unfortunately, we cannot take any more attendees. But these events start at 6 o'clock. Go to our website and register, MediConnectInsurance.com. Call in 888-818-MEDI. We would love to see you there to make sure that you don't catch yourself in a pickle like a lot of the people that we deal with. Unfortunately, they walk past this enrollment period and not know the differences.
Speaking of pickles, you always get one with your sandwich at Panera. Right?
You do.
Very nice. That was segue. Good.
Their food is great.
This isn't your first day doing this, is it?
No. Nor eating at that incredible place, too. All right, listen, here's that number. I love what these guys do. So passionate. They really do care. 888-818-6334. MediConnectInsurance.com. All right, before we get to Sean, we're going to talk recruiting very quickly, and Lance is going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, we're growing. Our seminar in Cranberry filled before we even really had the mailer hit, you know, 30 people strong. Again, we're going to cater to the people that in that area. That's always been a great area for us. But if you're listening in that area and you need help, we want to have you come out. But as we grow, we need more people to help service. We do full training. We really help our agents get off the ground. We do appointments with them. We actually had some of our agents training to do these T65 seminars that we talk about all the time. And they had to audition yesterday. But if you're looking for a great career where you can really build with a growing company that cares about people, that wants to make a difference in people's life, and you want to potentially make a really good income over time, then we would love to have you call the office, 888-818-6334. Somebody applied online through the website this week. You can do that. You can submit your email, your resume through email. So yeah, we would love to have you if you're interested in what we do. We actually had a lady, right? And I maybe I'm stealing your thunder here,
but
a lady a couple weeks ago showed up at one of our seminars from listening to us on this radio show and said, I want to see one of these seminars because I think I want to come to work for you. Sean interviewed her this week.
Yes, it was actually really awesome. It hasn't happened before, and we're looking for it to happen more often as we move forward because that was an awesome experience. But to get into the, again, we want to talk about the time of year that we're in right now, Lance, because a lot of people, again, just aren't that educated about what's available at this point. So want to remind everyone that we are once more in the open enrollment period where you do have one more opportunity to take a look at what may be available for this year with the current plans that are out there before you're locked in for the remainder of the calendar year. So again, if you have questions, concerns, you're just curious about what might be going on out there, you think you may be paying too much for your coverage, do you need to see a new doctor that your current plan may not recognize? Whatever it may be, please let us know how we can help. There's no cost, no obligation. We just want to make sure that you're set up so that you don't catch yourself in a financial windfall. But again, another thing that we want to kind of take a look at is the fact that there's two more areas of coverage where Medigap policies typically offer very comprehensive coverage that is oftentimes overlooked, Lance.
Absolutely.
I'm passionate about this. I used to work at an agency where we primarily sold nothing but Medigap plans. And I love doing that, and it's kind of where I come from, so it's my background. But a lot of times when I would educate people on what's out there, the one thing that I would talk about at a high level with these folks to understand how these type of coverages could work would be skilled nursing facility, mm-hmm. which is kind of the curse word when it comes to Medicare, because if you're not properly covered, these are the types of things that can really impact your retirement
plan. Yeah, they can get very expensive.
Extremely. So the way that a Medigap policy can work is that if you're in a situation where you've been in the hospital for more than 3 days, you go to a Medicare approved facility, your doctor writes the prescription for you to go there, and as long as your condition is continually improving, Medicare can and oftentimes will pay for the first 100 days worth of coverage, Lance. Most of the Medicare Advantage plans in this region leave you on the hook for the days 21 through 100.
Right.
79 days that you have to pay up to $180 per day.
Right. Right. So Medicare will pay and then the gap will fill it?
Yes. And that's the way that I want everyone. Medicare is the driver and Medigap backs up whatever Medicare does not pay for. So again, if Medicare is going to come and chip in something for the skilled nursing, the Medigap will come in and pick up the rest. So that's one area of ultra importance that I really want people to spend a little bit of time thinking about. But another area too, Lance, last week we talked about Part B drugs a lot because of Medicare Advantage and how those are somewhat left behind oftentimes. Well, with a Medigap policy, and I'll let you get into a little bit more of some of the examples of what a Part B drug could look like, but when it comes to Medigap and a Part B, again, a drug administered to you, oftentimes those are completely covered by a Medigap plan.
Right. So reviewing what we talked about, a Medigap plan covers the gaps in Part A and Part B.
Correct.
Right? So A and B. So if you have a Part B drug, well, what a Part B drug is a drug that is an infusion of some kind or an injection that's done by a doctor. So someone gets cancer and needs chemotherapy.
Right.
Part B drug, right? That's going to be covered by their Medigap plan in conjunction with Medicare, right?
And
they're
going
to work together. Go ahead.
If I could jump back in, that is oftentimes where people who have Medicare Advantage plans hit their maximum out of pocket.
Right.
$6,000, $7,000, $10,000 that they have to come up out of pocket to pay for an illness.
Right.
Where a lot of the times, if you have a Medigap plan, again, that level of care, that medicine that could help you feel better down the road and battle and overcome this horrendous disease, again, cost containment.
Right. Think about it this way, Rob. So someone has a Medicare Advantage plan. On all Medicare Advantage plans here in Western PA, you have to pay 20% for a Part B drug. Okay? So think about what a chemo treatment could cost.
Thousands.
Yeah. Thousands, right? You got to pay 20% of that every single time. Now, these Medicare Advantage plans, every single one of them is going to have a maximum out of pocket because Medicare dictates that, right? They have to do that. But it could be up to $6,000, as Sean just mentioned, $7,000. With a Medigap plan, you don't have to worry about that because it covers those Part B costs. And again, this is why, and I've said it numerous times in this broadcast, and I'll not apologize for it, that's why I'm so passionate about this education. Because what about the individual who doesn't know this?
Right.
That makes a decision without this knowledge, and they didn't have the crystal ball of what their future health was going to look like. And now they're sitting there saying, how am I going to cover all of this?
Right.
How am I going to pay for all of this? And now they not just have the worry or the anxiety of the diagnosis, they have the anxiety of the financial ramifications.
And that is oftentimes when I have a seminar or presentation that I'm giving, Lance, where I tell people that we're meeting with it, if you unfortunately plan incorrectly with your Medicare type of coverage that you're looking at, that could have tremendous ramifications on your financial planning. Everything you work for all of your life, that could be impacted by a negative decision that you make.
Absolutely.
And again, folks, we're here to provide this education to you. Once more, we are going to be at the Cranberry Public Library, which, as we talked about before, is completely full. So if you're in that area, you would like a better understanding of what you're about to come in contact with, by all means, give us a call. We'll be more than happy to cater an appointment to you. Also, again, Wednesday, the 24th of February, Panera Bread, 400 Penn Center Boulevard out in Penn Hills area. Tuesday, March 3rd, Hampton Inn out in Greensburg. That's 1000 Town Square Drive. And then lastly, March 4th, we're going to be at the Upper St. Clair Library, 1820 McLaughlin Run Road, Upper St. Clair, PA. All start time, 6 o'clock. By all means, give a call in, register 888-818-MEDI, 6334, or go to the website, MediConnectInsurance.com.
Yeah, and we got agents live right now. They're going to stay for, you know, as long as the phone calls keep coming in.
Absolutely.
They usually come in after the show. So please call us if you have questions about your Medicare Advantage, you're in the open enrollment, your Medigap. Give us a call, 888-818-MEDI or 6334.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You do the same.
Thanks.
Thank
a
you.
Lot, Rob.
One of the things you want to take from this show, especially these seminars, call and RSVP, because they too are filling up quickly because of the great work that they do on this radio show every Saturday. That number again is 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. MediConnectInsurance.com, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334.